there was an actual lane, like, that would be amazing, where they do have a couple of bike lanes in, like, Greenville and all, the biggest issue with those designated bike lanes right now is that they never send a street sweeper through, so a lot of them are full of, like, nails and broken glass from car wrecks and things like that, and people put their garbage out in them, and no one seems to understand that, like, if you ride a bicycle tire in some of those areas, you're going to get a popped tire in about 30 seconds. And so, again, that's another thing that I do. I have a friend who's from California, and they said that they send a street sweeper through on the bike lanes, like, once a week to make sure that it's clear, so, you know, keep the bikes off of the car area of the road. But, I mean, yeah, again, that's something for the Puzzle Palace folks.
Change the subject real quick. Did you not do the balloon launch out there at Bob Jones, or with some Bob Jones students for a weather experiment?
I did do that.
A deal. Hang on just a minute. Heard somebody say contact. Go ahead.
No,
that's what I thought. You're on the radio. So we'll just talk over the top of you. Fleet, I was enjoying that conversation, and I wanted to know about that balloon launch. How did that turn out? Did everything work right?
So, not everything happened according to plan. We ended up getting nowhere near enough helium in the cylinder that we got. So we ran out of helium for the launch. So we had to scrap most of the payload, like, right as we were getting ready to launch. We had to take off all of the video equipment because we were going to take video of the solar eclipse. And so then we were just down to data recording. And we had three different data streams for data recording, and one of the data streams ended up having an SD card failure partway through, and then the other one, data stream, we got one partial set of data, and then the other one, when it landed, someone pressed the wrong button and it erased the data. So we ended up getting very, very little data from that launch. Just everything, we tried planning out for everything except for running out of helium, and that kind of scrapped the launch pretty much. It was a very disappointing experience, and I mean, we learned a lot, but it's not something where you can just go and say, oh, we got another solar eclipse next week to go try and do it again. So, yeah, it was a very fun project, but it was, yeah, a big learning experience.
FKI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KJ4ZWA, Mr. Fleet, up there in Traveler's Rest. Well, that would be disheartening to me if I were part of that experiment. It would really knock the wind out of my sails, so to speak. But at least you got it partially done, and it was a great learning experience, if nothing else. You know, Murphy attacked that. You know Murphy's Law, don't you? Anything that can go wrong will.
Murphy and good old Entropy were doing heyday on us. You know, Entropy, the good old something in state of array will tend to go into a state of disarray. That's not the exact wording of it, but that's the basic idea. Yeah, it's one of those things, like in engineering, like hats off to all those at NASA and SpaceX and places like that, just because for all of the scenarios and contingencies that they have to be ready for, like with something as simple as a balloon launch, you can only imagine how complex something like a rocket launch would be, and then with some of the time frames and pressures they got to deal with, like, it certainly gave us a big respect for what they do, because it's certainly not easy.
KC4EZM.
Go ahead, Harry.
Just want to remind Fleet, I think you know this, Gary, but Fleet is a little bit younger. Murphy was an optimist. I'll leave you with that. KC4EZN.
Oh, man. Yeah, I tell you what, I've learned old Murphy, he can get into a lot of stuff there, Mary, no doubt about it. What else you got for us tonight there, Mr. Fleet?
Other than that, I mean, not a huge amount else, just trying to clean up the house and do adult life and make sure I don't miss anything. So just, I guess, figuring out how to be an adult. And I guess the biggest thing is figuring out that, like, I used to think that adult people had everything all together and everything, and I guess what I'm finding out now is everyone is in differing levels of disarray, but everyone's kind of like trying to fake their way through it, and no one's really got life figured out. They're just in various levels of perfecting hiding how much of a mess it already is.
Yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. But I remember, when was that? That was, let me think, back in, I can't remember the year, 2010, I think it was. We did a thing for the Boy Scouts down there in Simpsonville. And, you know, we had the Boy Scouts got out there. We had a lot of fun with putting up the radios and letting the Scouts talk on them. And, Fleet, to be honest with you, I probably would, well, you hadn't probably changed that much. I've seen Daniel Bright recently, and he hadn't changed that much, but, I'm gonna see if I can call all of your names. I'll probably mess up. There was Sharon, and then Daniel, and then, yourself, and, Stephen and Tabitha. Is that right?
That is correct. You got them all. Yeah, I remember that very well. We used your slingshot to shoot persimmons. That was a lot of fun.
Yep. I had a lot of fun with the slingshots and stuff down there. But anyway, it's nice to reminisce every once in a while. Gosh, I hadn't seen... I saw your dad... at Greenville Ham Fest a couple of years ago, and I guess that was the last time I saw him. I hadn't seen your mom, and gosh, I don't know when the last time I saw her, and Sharon, and well, all the rest of them. I hadn't seen any of them much except Daniel, and I've seen him quite frequently, but now that you're up there around Traveler's Rest, maybe I'll get to see you as well. But I hope you're doing well and everything's going good for you.
How's your mom?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I'd gotten out of amateur radio for a bit. Not as active, just because life got in the way and I was working crazy hours and crazy numbers of hours. At one point, this is a couple of years ago, but at one point I was doing 80 to 100 hours a week between three jobs, and that just got to be too much. So decided to take a step back and work a little bit less and enjoy life a little bit more, and that's been awesome. I hope I can see you sometime up here. I guess I'll have to figure out when. Are y'all still meeting and doing meet and greets and things like that?
I haven't done a meet and greet in a while. Mike, W5MFC had started a meet and greet over there on 290 here a good number of years back, and he and Lisa have kind of gone by the wayside as far as ham radio goes. They're still licensed and all that, and I have heard them on the radio. But I don't know if they still have the meet and greet going. And Rick, KD4DRA, had one started down in Simpsonville there for a while. I don't know if it's going on anymore. But, you know, we don't get together the way we used to. Of course, the last couple of years with COVID coming out, you know, we couldn't get together anyway.
ZWA. Yeah. It's kind of surprising how much time has passed by. I can't believe that I already had to renew my license once, and it doesn't feel like it's been over a decade that I've been a ham, but apparently it is. I guess maybe have y'all started back up the meetings at the Red Cross building? And do you go to those at all?
Club hadn't started meeting back at the Red Cross yet. I don't know when they're going to start that. Hopefully soon. The last meeting we had out on 291 at the Big Orange. The gentleman that owns that store wants to get back into ham radio, and he offered his building to us, and you know, he was closed for the afternoon, and we went in and had a meeting in there. But that was, I guess that was the last meeting we had. And, I don't think we had one the first of this month. And the next one will be, first Monday in October.
I'll have to try and figure out where that is and keep posted on it. Maybe I'll see y'all there. It would be great to see you and Miss Joy again. It has been a long time since I last saw y'all. I guess I probably better get off the stump before I clean it too much and let you see if anyone else wants to climb aboard and chat for a bit.
I'm glad you stopped in and talked with us for a little bit tonight. I've stretched the net out. You take care, have a great evening, and a wonderful day tomorrow. Don't work too hard, and I hope you have a great weekend coming up. Good talking to you, and hope we do it again real soon. 73 there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. I haven't heard you much on this frequency lately. Good hearing you again. Hope you're doing well there, young man. You take care. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Hello, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, location in Simpsonville. Running late, meant to check in a minute ago, but I was still on scan and keyed up and realized I wasn't on the right repeater. So, Gary, if you check me in, no traffic, no comments tonight, sir. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Angela we said hello, and good seeing you this past Saturday, even though we didn't do anything. Got to sit around and talk a little bit that we don't normally get to do. But hope y'all are doing well. You take care. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet or any other comments, call KI4DOS. Going to wrap it up tonight, sounds like. I guess Matt, WG4MC, will be calling tomorrow night. I hope he will. If he's not, somebody else will. Y'all come back tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt a good dose of Rider's Cramp. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close her out. Folks, had a grand total of 59 tonight. A little bit light, but that's okay. You know, it's summertime, and kids are going back to school and college is starting up and all of that stuff, so it varies a little bit this time of year. That says KI-4 DOS now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI-4 DOS clear.